The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to this second service this morning. We are grateful to God for the way He blessed us tremendously in the course of the first service. And I know He will yet bless us again this morning in the name of Jesus. Did I hear somebody say amen? We are on our teaching series on health and longevity, taking from our scripture, 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This service is a family intervention service, and it also doubles as a family exemption service. And in this service this morning, God will intervene in somebody's family here in Jesus' name. And God will exempt your family from every evil. In the first service, I told us specifically that God wants to intervene in our family. And we looked at a major force that makes God to intervene in our family, which is the force of the rejection of fear. I told us in the first service that fear is a spirit. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Fear is a spirit, and God doesn't want it around us. It is impossible for me to go through any of the points in the first service because of the robustness of the outline of the second service. And I will advise us to please get the CD. It will help you a lot. It will boost your faith, and it will assist you. In this second service, I'll be showing us another major force that will make God to intervene in your family. It's called the rejection of worry and anxiety. The rejection of worry and anxiety. And I'm taking my scripture from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, from 25 to 34. I'll read. We'll just read like we normally read call to worship. 25, you read 26. Like that, we'll get to the end. Now, I start. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Let's go on. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall I eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34 together. Take therefore no thought for your tomorrow, for the morrow shall take the thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord bless the reading of this word in Jesus' name. One of the major forces that hinders the intervention of God in the life of a person is worry. Anyone that continues to worry will definitely lack the intervention of God. And in this service, I'll be showing us 14 reasons why you must reject worry. 14 good reasons why you must reject worry, and then we'll go into other parts of the service. Reasons why you must reject worry, or you can also call it facts about worry. Number one is that worry comes from Anglo-Saxon word, which means choke or strangle. Worry actually means choke or strangle. It comes from an Anglo-Saxon word, which simply means to be choked or to be strangulated. The work of worry is to choke a person, to strangulate the person. That is the work of worry. You will not be choked in Jesus' name. I say you will not be choked in Jesus' name. The more you worry, the more you are choked. For some of us that have watched movies before and films, and we see how some people kill other people through choking. It's not when you choke somebody, it's not instantly the person will die. It's just a continue to choke. It's trying to grasp for breath. It's trying to, all of a sudden. That's the work of worry. Number two, reason why you must reject worry is that worry is a thief. The work of worry is to steal your life, your joy, your peace. John chapter 10 verse 10. For God has not given us, John chapter 10 verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The reason why God came is to give us life. The reason why worry comes is to steal our life, to steal your peace, to steal your joy, to steal everything God has given unto you. That is why you must not allow worry, because he's a monster that will steal everything you possess if you allow him. He will steal everything. If you allow him, he will steal everything without leaving one. He's an armed robber. He's into stealing. He's into armed robbery. To steal everything that is valuable to you. Number three reason why you must reject worry is that worry is a profitless weight. Profitless weight. It's a weight that has no profit. Worry is an added weight which you do not need. Worry gives you extra burden to carry in life. Worry, it turns people to beasts of burden. It converts a person to a beast of burden. It makes a person to carry a burden that is more than his size. It turns a human being to a beast of burden when you are worrying all the time. You begin to carry weight that is not your own. Every weight that is not anyone's own today is dropped off for the devil and his children in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. What worry produces is to produce weight. That's what it produces. And that weight, it wants you to carry it. But nobody here will carry negative weight in Jesus' name. I'm talking about reasons why you must not worry. Reasons why you must reject worry. Number four is that worry is a choice. I mean a poor choice. Worry is a choice, but it's a poor choice. If you want God to intervene in your health, if you want God to intervene in your family, drop the choice of worry. Drop the choice of worry. You can always choose between worry and faith. Choosing worry is to subscribe to the channel of nothingness, to subscribe to the channel that doesn't have fire anything. Worry always is a wrong choice. The choice of worry is a choice that leads to sickness, including psychosomatic problems. It's a wrong choice. There are many choices, but deciding to choose worry is to choose wrongly. Nobody here will ever choose wrongly again. I said nobody here will ever choose wrongly again. So when any time the devil tells you to choose worry, tell him I'm smarter than you. You want me to make a wrong choice to start to worry. To be worrying about food, to be worrying about my children, to be worrying about tomorrow. How am I going to do in my retirement? How is tomorrow going to be like? Did you create yourself? Worrying is not of God. It's a wrong choice. Number five reason why you must reject worry is that worry will take away your sleep. Worry will take your sleep away. Psalms 127 verse 2. It is vain to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the burdens, the bread of sorrow, for he giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep is a very important thing to your body. Like I told you, resting, when I talked about that in the course of last week's service. But worry steals sleep away from you. When you begin to worry, you cannot sleep. And when you are not sleeping, you are calling for sickness. When you are not sleeping enough, you are calling for sickness. In fact, when sleeplessness is accumulating, it is pushing a person to the grave. When sleepless night is like when you accumulate sleepless nights, you are pushing yourself into the grave. Because the natural way God has created human beings is that we must take time to rest. But worry, we never allow a person to rest. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible speaking there, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ. So God wants to give us peace so that we can sleep and rest well. This issue of worry and sleeplessness, it affects everybody who prefers to choose it. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 18, a king there could not sleep. He couldn't sleep. The Bible says, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. He couldn't sleep. It happens to presidents. It happens to governors. It happens to peasants. It happens to anybody who prefers to choose it. Worry will take away sleep. Hey, will I deliver this baby safely? Will I deliver this baby safely now? This exam that is coming now. Will I pass this exam now? Worry can take away sleep of a whole week without sleeping. And that is trying to push that person out of life. Nothing will choke you out of this life. All these teachings are to boost our wisdom level so that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God in you will raise a standard against them. But I will say, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. All these teachings is to open up our understanding. So when the enemy comes, say, relax, I'm wiser than you. I'm wiser than you. Number six, why you should reject worry is that worry is an instrument of the will. Will, W-I-L-L, is an instrument of, you are the one that wills for it. No matter the circumstances, no one can impose worry on you. Worry is deliberate. Each time you worry, you decided to. So decide to reject worry instead of embrace worry. Many embrace worry. They worry on everything. They worry on their house rent. They worry on school fees. They worry on where to cut their hair. They worry on almost everything. Worry is a self-inflicted will. You know, worry is like a pressed-out toothpaste that you want to try to put back inside. How many of you know how difficult it is? If you are pressed out toothpaste and you want to return that toothpaste back into that toothpaste, it has already come out. Best, if you don't need it, wash it into water, let it go. If you sit down with the tube and you say, I want to return this toothpaste totally back into it, it's worse than a PhD thesis. It's a will that you personally, so you decide not to choose it. Challenges notwithstanding. Issues notwithstanding, problems of life notwithstanding, you decide, no, I'm wiser than you, my friend, clear off from here. That's how to handle worry. Number seven, I'm speaking about facts about worry and why you need to reject worry. Number seven is that worry is a sin of not trusting God. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Romans 14, verse 23. For he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Worry is a sin. When you worry, it means you distrust God. It means you believe that your matter cannot be handled by Jehovah. The same one that healed somebody with 12 years blood flowing, issue of blood. The same person that treated somebody of 38 years problem. The same person that blocked the hole in the heart of a child that consultant said cannot live up to 6 months. Then you now have a challenge and say, I'm worrying about it. It's a sin against Jehovah. It means you are saying Jehovah doesn't have the capacity to handle your meager, infinitesimal, microscopic problem. I mean, the person we are talking about is not a kid. The Almighty is not a small boy. He can handle any matter. Somebody say any matter. He can handle any matter. Your challenge is a cheap matter. It's a cheap matter. That is a cheap situation compared to Jehovah. He is a massive God. Worrying is a sin. As long as you are worrying about that matter, you are committing sin. You are telling God, you can't do it. There's a song in Yoruba. Eyin le tobe. Eyin le to lati gba ogo. Eyin le to baba. He's the one that can do it. Oh, no matter how big it is. That thing is so big in your sight because of the smallness of your faith. The person we are dealing with is a big God. He can handle it within the twinkle of an eye. Get ready. Many of your challenges that you brought here with, by next week Sunday, they are already testimonies. I say many of your challenges that you brought here today, by next week Sunday, they are ready testimonies. Say a louder amen. I'm on number what now? Number 8 is that worry will make you old very fast and produce gray hair on your head. Worry makes you older than your age. When you see people that worry, they look older than their age. The reason is because worry makes a person to become very old very fast. Recently, I was speaking to my driver was telling me a story of somebody who was his former somebody, they used to work together. He said, a very big man. He said, the person's father and that person, they look exactly the same. I wonder, how can somebody and the father is worried? He looks as old as he is, 70 years. The father is like maybe close to about 80, it's something or so, or almost 90. He and his father look alike. He is as old as his father. Why? What is the problem? Why are you carrying all the burden of the world on your head? Do you want the enemy to make you older than your age? If you want God to intervene in your family, you have to drop worry. You have to drop it. Worry makes a person develop gray hair that is not his. It makes a person become older than his age. Because, why is this person looking like this? Why are you looking so? It's because the person doesn't have peace. He doesn't sleep. Nighttime, no sleep. Daytime, no rest. Nobody here will ever make that mistake. I say nobody here will ever make that mistake. As you are growing older, you'll be looking younger. I say louder amen now. Say louder amen now. Don't worry. Because if you worry, it would make you become so old. It will make you look older than the way you actually are. Number 9. Why you must reject worry is that worry is blind. That's why you must reject worry. Worry is blind. Worry is blind because it cannot see the value of the present nor come up with the estimate of the future. Worry is blind. Worry cannot see anything good in the present time. Neither can he estimate or predict or prophesy a good future. So it's worrying. Worry will make a woman not to see something good in her husband's house now, and will make her not to see that her children will do well in the future and be a blessing to her. So she's worrying, how will it be? How will it be? How will it be? How will it be? Worry will make a person who just started work yesterday to be looking for shortcuts that leads to dead ends because he's blind. That's why I prayed earlier on for somebody, is that God will remove every scale covering our eyes. God will remove every scale covering your eyes. Worry makes you blind to the blessings of the future and makes you blind and underestimate the value of your tomorrow. That's worry. If you see a person that worries, they are blind. They can say, what has God done? What is special? What is going on? Why are they dancing like this? What is it? What is it? Despite all this. What? That's worry for you. Worry, we make a person say, what is there? We don't even know how tomorrow will be. I know how tomorrow will be. I know how tomorrow will be. I know it. And I also know how it will be for you. It will be all right. Somebody say amen. I say your tomorrow will be all right. I say your tomorrow will be all right. In the name of Jesus. Number 10. Important facts about worry and why you must reject it is that worry changes nothing. After you have worried and worried, nothing changes. Worry does not change anything. Time and effort, sleepless nights can be invested into worry, but nothing can be changed through worrying. You cannot change the situation. Because of worrying, you cannot suddenly become a millionaire. Because of worrying, the sickness that is wrong with you cannot suddenly disappear. Because you are worrying, you cannot suddenly go to open your passport and see a British visa inside. Because you are worrying doesn't mean that your grades that had problems, so automatically the grade will be changed. No. Worry does not change anything. That's why I called it earlier on a profitless waste. Owoti olere. Worry is a profitless waste. It's investing into the bottomless pit. That's worry. Just worrying, just walking inside something. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Somebody being blessed already this morning, shout hallelujah. Somebody gaining a lot of wisdom from God this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Somebody outsmarting the devil this morning, shout hallelujah. Because after today, devil will see that your level has changed. All the things that used to bother you before, forget it. God is alive. All the things that used to give you headache before, don't worry. Don't bother yourself. God has taken care of it. Everything is okay. And devil will say, what's going on? Something has changed about you. You are not crying incessantly again. Number 11. Facts about worry is that worry grows bigger when you nurse it. Worry grows bigger. As you are nursing worry, the worry is growing bigger. Worry may appear small at the beginning, but when you nurse worry, the worry begins to grow bigger. Nurse your worry and it will become bloated. Starve your worry and it will shrink into smallness. As you feed the worry, I have a dog in our house. Because my wife likes dogs a lot. I don't particularly like dogs so much, but because she likes it, we normally keep them. And then we had one dog recently. Came very small. But yesterday, as I was just around the compound, he was pursuing me here and there. And I saw that this dog is now very robust. He's not doing like this. Very small something before. Not so worry. It is very small like this. As you are feeding it, it's becoming very big, very big, very big. It will become bloated. But starve your worry. Things that should make you worry, you refuse to worry. It will be shrinking. It will be shrinking. It will be shrinking. It will be shrinking. After some time, it flushed out. Somebody say amen. Worry grows bigger when you nurse it, but when you starve it, it shrinks. Number 12, I'm running for time now and I'll be very fast. Worry kills more people than work. Number 12, important facts about worry and why you must reject worry. Worry kills more people than work. Work does not kill. You can work from AM to PM and not be weak. But when you worry, small worry, it can kill. Worry is a killer. Worry is like taking Gamalin 20. Worry is like taking rat poison. Worry is a killer. A day of worry is more exhausting than a week of hard work. One day of worry, oh God, how will I do my life now? Hey, this thing is very terrible. This situation is very terrible. How will I survive this year now? One day, just using that day to worry, just shut down your television, shut down, just be worrying, thinking, everything. It's worse than 1 week of hard work, including going through Third Mainland Bridge every day and coming back. One day of worry is terrible. It can waste a person's life. No one's life here shall be wasted. No one's life here shall be wasted. No one's life here shall be wasted. I say no one's life here shall be wasted. One day of worry is worse and exhausting than 1 week of hard work. Number 13. Or should I stop here? I should finish up. I believe you have been blessed. Number 13 is that worry beats the drum of uncertainty about the future. Worry beats the drum of uncertainty about the future. Worry makes you believe that you have no future. The work of worry is to make you believe you don't have a future. And that's a lie of the devil. That's a lie of the devil. The same God that protected you from nursery school, primary school, secondary school, and up and at this level, will he now abandon you? He will not abandon you. He will not leave you alone. He's still with you. But when you begin to worry, you have sinned against him, so you have restricted his hand from intervening in your family. And number 14, where we stop about why you must reject worry is that worry leads to backsliding. When you continue to worry, after some time you will backslide. You will dip your hands into what you shouldn't dip your hands into because you are not sure of the future. Worry will make a person to backslide. This salary is so small. How will I be able to feed my family? Then when they say, what do you do for fraud? The person will do fraud. This is my husband. He's not on point. The money he's giving me is so small. Then another guy is toasting you in the office. He said, don't worry, I'll be giving you extra 100,000. He said, don't worry, I will do it. Worry will make a person to backslide. You are worrying about delay in marriage. A friend comes, I know one baba somewhere. In fact, his own is fire, fast. If he gives you something, just put it on your mouth, put it on your tongue. Any guy you do like this to, bang, 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 like this, he'll be following you. You just say, marriage. I say, take me there. That's what worry does. Worry makes a blessing to backslide. When you worry too much, when they offer you counterfeit, you say, we have even been waiting for God for long. We don't even know if he's deaf or not. He's not even answering. I beg, take me there. That's what worry does. Worry makes believers, many believers, they backslid long time because of worry. Because they believe God is slow. Whereas God is never slow. Having said all this, beloved, in the next few minutes, what is the way out of worry? What is the way out of worry so that God can intervene in my family? Number one, put your trust in God. Way out of worry. Put your trust in God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. If you want to stop worrying, trust in the Lord. What makes us to speak so boldly? The trust in God. What makes us to face bullets and assassins at gunpoint and say, go, don't worry, move. You can't do anything. And gunshot all over the car, everywhere. Say, my friend, don't stop here. These people can't stop us. Go, move. Because of trusting God. Bullet everywhere in the car. Yet, untouched. Trusting God. Trusting God. When you are worrying, it shows you don't trust God. It shows you don't trust God. But from today, your heart will rest on God. Your husband or your wife will not need to encourage you on any matter again. Your trust in God will be encouraging you. Say loud amen. Say loud amen. Way out of worry number two, remain prayerful. If you want to go out of worry, remain prayerful. Prayerlessness bats worry. When you don't pray regularly, you'll be worried. A prayerful heart cannot harbor worry. A heart that is prayerful, you can't see worry there. It's because prayer is down. That's why worry is so much. By the time I'm 60 now, how will I be able to survive? Where will the money I'll be using to feed come from? How will I be able to It's because there's no prayer. When you are praying so much, you will not have sleepless nights. Your leg, everything, it has prayed, it's already aching. Your back aching. You have already prayed and worked so hard, you will sleep like a baby. But when I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, you are not praying. If you don't feel like sleeping, get up and pray. You are not feeling sleepy, get up and pray. Why you pray 1.5 hours? Sleep will be. You will sleep. You will sleep to death. You will sleep, They will almost wake you up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's already time for morning devotion. Somebody say amen. These are practical truths. These are practical truths. Number three, how do I reject worry? Or way out of worry? Take action. If you don't want worry, take action. That thing that is making you worry, that my son said, they gave him F when he should have A. He took action. Hello, sir. Due respect, sir. I shouldn't have F in this course. What's going on, sir? Take action. I don't know. When am I going to get married? Take action. That lady you have been looking at to get married, stop being worried. Go and meet her. Babe, I really love you. I've been watching you for long. It's not today I've been watching you. Please. I want to have your hand in marriage. Don't start saying your eyelashes is like this, your lipstick is red. No. You don't have time for that. You want to quench your worry now. My dear, I've been watching you for long. I love you. That's the truth. Can I have your hand in marriage? I want to marry you. Think about it. I'll get a reply next week Sunday. Thank you. All this worry. I don't know. When am I going to get married? When am I going to marry? It amazes me sometimes, pastors. Some people say they don't. I can't find somebody. There is. Look at people. This is second service now. People are inside. People are outside. You can't find anybody. Okay. Come and see pastors. We have water. We wash your face for you. What's wrong with you? You can't see somebody. I hope your wife is not in Afghanistan. I hope so. This is second service. We have finished first service. People are inside, people are outside as we are talking now. Abba, you can't see somebody. Somebody shout hallelujah. Take action. Take action. Many of us, we lack action. No action. No action. Number D. Way out of worry. I said number one is what? Put your trust in. Number two. Number three. Number four, dwell on the word. Sleep with the word. Wake up with the word. Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word, the word, the word. Take the word serious. The word will launch you to your world. Take the word serious. You have a Bible as a believer, you've not finished one chapter of the Bible. I asked somebody recently, I said, how many chapters of the Bible do you read? Wonderful daughter of mine. How many chapters of the Bible do you read? Chapters, sir. Chapters. I say, from today, you start at least. Start from so. Start from one chapter in the Old Testament. Start from then one chapter in the New Testament. Daily. How can you be reading two verses per day? Yet you are eating six wraps of fufu per day. My friend, you are feeding the body, you are not feeding the spirit. May the Lord give us understanding. Well, there's still much more points, but we have to stop at this point. My prayer for you is that the Almighty God will bless you. Nobody here will die as a result of worry. In the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate it.